Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, December 2nd, 2024. It's good having you with us. Yep. Alright, it is 8 a.m. as always. Let's get this show on the road. We're going to kick it off with a weather report. The latest report for Monday. It is foggy with 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind west at 1 mile per hour. Relative humidity 90%. The barometric pressure is 30.30 inches. Here's your 5-day forecast. Monday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 32 and a low of 28. On Tuesday it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 44 and a low of 41. On Wednesday it'll be clear with a high of 45 and a low of 42. On Thursday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 48 and a low of 44. And on Friday, it'll be raining with a high of 53 and a low of 50. Simple as that. So, there you go. That's your latest weather report. And also, I just heard there was also still an air stagnation advisory in effect for the Lavitt Valley. But it doesn't say on here. But I think it's still in effect, though. I'll have to check on the iPad, though. Got two cities there, Dallas and Lincoln City. Okay, we actually got two advisories. We got dense fog and probably the air one. Yep, dense fog and air stagnation. Okay, I'll just read when they start and end. The dense fog advisory will start at 6 p.m. on December 1st, and it'll end at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Well, actually, it started yesterday at 6 p.m., but it'll end, hopefully, today at 11 a.m. today. But as far as the air stagnation advisory is concerned, it ain't gonna end until 4 a.m. on December 5th, which is a Thursday. So it's been extended quite a bit. As you can probably tell. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do. I don't know if you can hear that, but that is a sound from Pokemon the first movie, and I do not know why it does that. It's just programmed to do that, I think. I think I programmed it to do that. I set up a custom theme on here, and lately it makes weird sounds whenever I minimize programs or whatever and stuff like this. Like, for example, when I restore here and explore, check this out. Makes the rules. That's funny. Anyway, let's just close out this and check this out. And that's Ash Ketchum, by the way. That's funny. Anyway, enough of all that. Pretty cool sound effects, I will admit, by the way. But enough of all that. It is 8:04 a.m. We still got like 6 minutes to talk. Maybe 4 minutes. We'll see what happens. But we could read a national story, I guess. I don't know. Let me look. I don't know why I closed off Internet Explorer, but it's okay. We'll reload it back up. And I think there was a site where you could go to read the news on older computers I used to do back in the summer of this year. It's called 68k.news. And, it's called, Headlines in the Future. This site basically, renders, Google News for vintage computers in basic HTML, and you won't believe who builds it. It's the YouTuber Action Retro, and I think I do watch him, by the way. In fact, I watch him quite a bit. He's one of my, I like him watching his videos quite a bit, because he does quite a bit vintage videos, by the way. I think I have mentioned him quite a bit on the Lone Lycanroc channel, by the way, which lately has become a nostalgic channel, too, by the way. But anyway, let's check out this Rolling Stone article, the 100 best albums of 2024. But sometimes it doesn't work, though, so you have to, like, go to the original source, because it doesn't work sometimes. And the original source is just pointing to 68K News for some reason, so we can't do that. That's weird. We could check out NPR's article, though. That's just the 50 best. We could try that, though. No? Huh. Oh, we may not even be able to read any of these. Oh, oh well. Oh, I think it just did, Ash. Anyway, I guess we'll not read any of that then, because just like Ash said, it could end like this, but it just did. Anyway, let's just put the commercial in, I guess. That's so sad, but oh well. I can tell you something, though, at the very least. I did get this, coupon from Two Wolves Tap Room. Well, it didn't come directly from Two Wolves. It came from a magazine, I believe. A great place for lunch and dinner. Two Wolves Tap Room, two burgers, two fries, and two soft drinks. For $20, hamburger or cheddar burger only. $5 off, any order of $25 or more. Great food, great drinks, great live events at Two Wolves Tap Room at 171 Southwest Court Street in Dallas. And their phone number is 503-837-1073, by the way. So I mentioned that there. I'll go ahead and put their commercial in just for the heck of it first. I usually do it on Wednesdays, but we could do it too on Monday. And also after that, we'll, put this one in, that one in, there we go. And we'll put our commercial in. Oh, we already put the commercial, I meant the music, that's what I meant to say. Alright, for our music, we're gonna put, in, let's see here, I had to turn my mic down a little bit because I... Sorry about that. I don't know if you can hear me that well. I lowered down my mic a little bit so you wouldn't hear on my... Yeah. Don't need to say anything more there. Yeah, I'm going to put Tears for Fears in. And the last song will be not that. It will be... I'll just leave the mic as is. We'll just do Praise You, Fatboy Slim. There we go. I don't know if I start early, but I am leaving the mic as is, guys, because but I only have, like, 50 seconds left, I should say, but I'm thinking of ending it early, guys. So, yeah, that will be fun. I don't want to play it... I want to play it safe here, but yeah, anyway, nothing more to talk here, other than the fact that there's nothing more exciting here, but yeah, I can tell you what's coming up next. It will be food talk. We'll read some recipes. Maybe some Christmas-themed recipes. We'll see what happens. Maybe a gingerbread house. Anyway, just a thought there. Anyway, we'll be right back with Food Talk. Don't go away. Yep. That was Praise You by Fatboy Slim and Everybody Rules for the World by Tears for Fears. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Now it is time to read some gingerbread recipes. We're going to kick it off. We were seeing like a gingerbread house, but I don't know if they have them on here. Mom's Best Soft Gingerbread Cookies. Oh, those are gingerbread cookies. Oh. Well, what's for gingerbread cookies anyway? Have you ever heard of the gingerbread man? He was actually a gingerbread cookie. That's right, he was. These are absolutely the best gingerbread cookies I ever tried. Yeah. They're ready in 2 hours and 10 minutes. It yields 20 to 40 cookies. It yields 15 ingredients. Here's what you need for the dough. You need 4 cups of unbleached all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of ground ginger, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of grated nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon of clove, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 pound of unsalted butter, 2/3 cup of light brown sugar or 2/3 cup of dark brown sugar, 2 large eggs, and 2/3 cup of unsulfured molasses. So there you go. But we're not done here. We're now needing the icing. You need 1 pound of confectioner's sugar, 3 large egg whites, 1 drop of lemon juice or 1 drop of vinegar, whichever you prefer, and food coloring, if desired. Anyway, on the directions, this is going to be quite a long recipe. I don't know if we'll have time to read it. We'll try, though. But if anything, this will be the only recipe we'll read. Anyway, first, for the dough, sift the dry ingredients, except the sugar, into a mixing bowl and stir or whisk well to combine it. Beat the butter and sugar by machine and beaten the eggs 1 at a time. Continue beating until the mixture is smooth, scraping down often. Beat in 1/2 the flour mixture, then stop and scrape down the bowl and beaters. Then, beat in the molasses, scrape it again, and beat in the remaining flour mixture just until it's combined. Divide the dough into several pieces and press each piece into a rectangle slightly more than 1/4 thick between 2 sheets of plastic wrap. Remember, this step is important, by the way. Chill the dough for at least 1 hour or until it's firm. It can also be left overnight or frozen at this point, too. Set racks in the middle and upper thirds of the oven. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Roll the dough 1 piece at a time on a floured surface, just to make the dough flat and even, but not much thinner, though. These cookies should be about 1/4 inch thick. Cut with floured cutters and arrange on the pans at 1 or 2 apart to make room for expansion during baking. Repeat with the remaining dough. Re-roll the scraps immediately or press together, chill, and re-roll later. Bake the cookies for 8 to 10 minutes or until it's firm when pressed with a fingertip. They won't have much extra color, and they should dent slightly when they're touched. Cool the cookies on pans a minute or two, then transfer to racks. And meanwhile, for the icing, combine the confectioner's sugar and egg whites in a mixing bowl and beat it by machine until it's combined. Add the lemon juice or vinegar and continue beating until it's fluffy. Divide the icing into several small bowls and then add the coloring. The food coloring, that is. Keep the plastic wrap pressed directly on the surface of the icing just to prevent a crust from being formed. Use a pastry bag or spread icing on cookies to decorate. Use raisins, currants, and other decorative sweet bits for extra garnish. And if you'd like to use the cookies to hang on a Christmas tree, make a small hole near the top of the cookie as soon as they come out of the oven so you can get a narrow ribbon or string through. Variation: cut round cookies and sandwich them with some heated apricot jam. And remember, the variations are endless. Don't you forget that. Anyway, we're going to go back. Maybe we'll have time to read one more recipe. Okay, did keep that intact. That's good. Alright, what else we got here? That we might have time for, although that was a very long one. We'll just read Instant Gingerbread Coffee. We'll just finish it off. Yeah, we can finish off with this. It's ready in 3 minutes. Yields 1 cup. 4 ingredients. Serves just 1 to 2 teaspoons of instant coffee granules. 1/4 teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. 1 teaspoon of molasses and 1 cup of water. 3 simple steps. Step 1. Mix the coffee granules and pumpkin pie spice in a mug. Bring water to a boil. Pour into the mug and add the molasses. Stir and enjoy. Simple as that. Yeah! And there you go. That is instant gingerbread coffee. Anyway, I think that might do it for Food Talk, guys, so there you go. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and put our commercial in now. At least we got to read 2, at least. That was good. Anyway, enough of all that. We're just going to put the commercial in now. I already know better than that. So, there we go. Alright, won't start automatically. That's good. Alright. Where's the other one at? Oh, there it is. Alright, there we go. Now on to the music. Let's put an 80s song in. Let's put Uptown Girl. Almost said Uptown Funk there. Don't ask. And we'll put in I Want You by Savage Garden next. How about that? That should work. There we go. Anyway, coming up in the next segment will be TMZ Celebrity News. Of course, they already did that. As you recall, in Friday's morning show, it was pretty hilarious when it came to TMZ, sort of. Zach Bryan halted his morning, well, it was my morning show, but he halted his concert because, because he basically, what he did was he halted his concert, over in Portland, which is literally just, about 50 or so miles here from Dallas, so that's very interesting. I played the video just for the heck of it. I was able to get the audio working, which was really nice, and yeah. But yeah, it was so weird how he would be halting your concerts. Even Don told me there was like at least four people she knew of that went to that concert, so pretty interesting. But anyway, enough of all that. We still got a minute left, guys, so don't know what else to say here. Other than the fact that I can't really think of anything else, really. I can tell you right now it's going to be a pretty good show. I think I'll just save these coupons for Wednesday night, so I can get those 2 burgers for me and Dawn. That would make sense. Because this coupon will give us 2 burgers, 2 fries, and 2 soft drinks for $20. So I can pay $20 for that. Yep, so there we go. So I might as well pay for that on Wednesday night for Wednesday night trivia. But anyway, enough all that. We will be right back with TMZ Celebrity News right after this with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, December 2nd of 2024. Yep. That was I Want You by Savage Garden, and the other song was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, so here we go with TMZ Celebrity News. I'll just pull it up right now because, again, I usually pull this up ahead of time, but it's okay. We'll kick it off with Nikki Bella. Artem Chikvintseva is divorced to take an emotional toll. Nikki Bella is finally opening up about her messy split from Artem Chikvintseva, which apparently I can't pronounce really right, but well, and she's calling it really tough just 2 weeks after they sealed the divorce. The Total Bella star got real about her heartbreak as she made her return to the Nikki and Bray Show podcast, yep, after Artem's August arrest, reflecting on how she dreamed of the perfect family, but just instead it all went from having a great love story to having a terrible one. Nikki also got candid about her time away from the spotlight, revealing just as a mom, her 4-year-old son Mateo's privacy comes before everything else, so she needed to protect him by stepping away from the public eye now. Interesting. See, this is about. She also went on by admitting the fallout of her relationship breakdown had hit her hard, big time. She was indeed shocked, had lost her appetite, and she had cried a lot. But, despite the emotional toll, she continued to step up for Mateo anyway. While focusing on her son's healing, Nikki also recognized the need to work on her own self. And she's all in for a fresh start after all. Making that very crystal clear when she wiped every single photo from her Instagram recently. Now, as we reported, Nikki filed for divorce from Artem after his arrest for domestic violence back in August of this year. While the prosecutors chose not to file the criminal charges against him in September anyway, both Nikki and Artem have given very different takes on what happened that day anyway. Things have gotten so messy that Nikki and Artem both had restraining orders in place against each other. But things have indeed calmed down. They have since agreed to dismiss the orders and sell their divorce anyway. So that's nice. Anyway, on to Tom Brady, who's gotten a big catch. It's a fish. Tom Brady is clearly thankful for his retirement, sharing his relief over not having to play in the crappy Buffalo weather anymore, all while saying out a friendly reminder he's hot AF. The GOAT, the GOAT, shared some snaps from his post-Thanksgiving fishing and golfing outings. And judging by those visuals, he didn't overdo it much on the turducken. Tom Brady enjoys his first turducken on NFL, courtesy of X. Tom Brady and Madden Thanksgiving. TB12 ditched his shirt for, the boat trip, and after snagging some red snapper, he posed with one of his catches. TB12 ditched his shirt for the boat trip, and after snagging some red snapper, he posed with one of his catches. Oh, we already read that line, never mind. It doesn't matter, though. A little warmer than it looked in Buffalo last night, Brady said. A reference to a snowy Sunday night football matchup between the Bills and the San Francisco 49ers. I remember also when we were at the casino on Monday night, or was it Monday morning? I can't remember. I think it was a Monday. Monday night football had a snowy game as well. Or maybe it was just, I can't remember. It looked like a snowy game. But this one's from December 11th of 2005, though. But anyway, of course, Brady is based in Florida now, so he no longer has to brave the cold on the gridiron like he did countless times in his 25-year career. Brady did have to work his new day job as he provided color commentary for the Dallas Cowboys versus New York Giants contest on Turkey Day. But given his roundup, he certainly made time to enjoy his holiday weekend after getting off the mic. Yay. Anyway, we'll have time to read one more story. Addison Rae scrubs up at the car wash. Addison Rae was at the car wash this weekend, turning up the heat as she flashed some serious skin while giving her car a rinse. Now, the internet personality was decked out in the red and white candy stripper dress that barely kept things covered, flashing some serious side boob. But no worries, she came prepared with nipple tape to keep it all in check during her Hollywood pit stop, so don't you worry. Addison Cleary was not your typical car wash customer. She stood out in sky-high heels, giving her the perfect height to hose down the top of her car like a total pro. Yeah. Alright. The influencer gave the look like a sporty twist, topping it off with a New Orleans Saints hat and a subtle nod to her Louisiana roots. And of course, Addison knows how to turn heads. She's been crushing it on TikTok and making moves in acting and music. So she's got to do this spotlight stealing thing on lock on TikTok. You know that. Anyway, that might do it for TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So we'll just close that off. Yeah. Anyway, there we go. Enough of all that. And we're going to put our commercial on now. Simple as that. Alright. First things first, before we do that, I want to check and see how long that song I wanted to put in was. 6 minutes. Okay, so we got to put a 4 minute break in. Just to play it safe. Maybe 4.5, I don't know. Maybe I should put this one in first. Yeah, let's just do that. It'll be okay. I just want to play it safe, guys. Hear my voice coming from the mic from there. Free. Just trying to override it there, but it's okay. I have something. In fact, I have my mic so darn loud. Anyway, we'll just put 4 in. Screw it. Can we also put, like, okay, that's 5. Yeah, let's just do the verve there. You can see my voice is so loud. Anyway, coming up will just be the Verve, Bittersweet Symphony, and of course, you probably didn't know that, it's from Pokemon, but anyway, coming up, we're gonna play, Pokemon Go on my phone here, so yeah, that'll be fun, but yeah, Anyway, enough of all that. I still gotta talk with you a little bit here. Like I said, I do not know what I can do now. But yeah, let me just take a drink here. But anyway, enough of all that. But check this out. We can, speaking of Pokemon, check this out. Mew. 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 I'm sorry. I'm just doing that for filler, guys. I'm sorry. I have to do something to kill off time. I'm just burning off time. That's all. Anyway, I'm just playing sound effects here. Greetings, Pokemon Trainer. That's Pikachu, by the way. Yeah, okay, like I said, I'm just burning off time here. Anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is the Verve Bittersweet Symphony from Once Again. Pokemon, Mystery Dungeon, Gates to Infinity, yada yada yada. Anyway, enough of all that. We will be right back right after this with Pokemon Go. Yep, on my phone here, we'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we're in the second half, guys, at 9 a.m., so here we go with Pokemon Go. Yep, there we go. Here we go. Okay. Claim reward. Alright, so, let's go ahead and get some sound going. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Okay, I'll have to kill those gems later. Alright, here we go. But there is some good news. That gym is red. Well, not the nearby ones, but I'm talking about Old Mill. Let's see who's all in it. Alright. I'm not in it, though, because if we click on X, see the plus signs up there. But I have to get closer to get in it. But we can always do that later, because I can take advantage of that if I go swimming later today, which I think I will. It looks like someone's been feeding them treats. I actually, take that matter back, because I think they want to keep it red, and that makes sense, because they've only been here for, like, half an hour, so that would make sense, because I think, yeah, like, Excadrill, they just fed that just now. They're trying to keep that gym intact. In fact, I just noticed someone might be killing that right now, actually. I think someone's feeding them right now. In fact, let's click on it again. I'm not doing that. If I click on that, I'll fix it. Well, that, yeah. Yeah, Excadrill only has one, but it has two now. 4, 5. Yeah, someone's definitely feeding those either remotely or locally. So that is, yeah, they want to keep all of that one. But anyway, enough of all that. Let's just catch Totodile. Simple as that. We'll just use a Numberry, I guess. Makes sense. It's a great throw with a great ball. It might come out, though. I actually don't see it. Okay, good. Okay, 6-day streak. Makes sense. As you can probably tell, right, you can hear that. It's light and short. Is it worth anything? Nope, it's 1-star. And with it being light and short, it's getting thrown away. Did give me an XL candy at the very least. Ducklet, yes. We'll just throw a candy berry at it, because it's the last one they have. Well, this is an Ultra Ball, I guess, just to even the odds. There we go. Simple as that. Okay. It's not worth anything, so I'm going to throw it away. There we go. Last but not least, Venonat. Use a Numberry, of course, and we will use a Great Ball. Nice throw, great. 2, 3, and it stayed in. Nice. Alright, there we go. We still gotta catch 2 more Pokemon for some mission, it looks like. This one's only worth 1-star, so I'm gonna throw it away. There we go. Alright, so, yay, we'll get my daily gift now. Yep, free box, we'll give me a Pokeball, a potion, and 2 Great Balls. Yes, there we go. And now, I'll heal up what I can here, probably just be, Metagross. Some Metagross and a little bit of Topicoco there, but cool stuff. Does anyone need to be revived? No. Alright. Good enough for me. I'll probably be spending some Pokestops later. Makes sense. So, there you go. Anyway, is anyone the Seal Gym? I already know Jesse Wild's not. Yeah, just Jolteon. I don't think I killed it last night with the tablet, so that makes sense. Anyway, it's still 9:04, so we can still goof off with this for a little bit, but there ain't no Pokemon here. But I do have an idea, though. I would like to use my daily adventure incense, but we can only use it for 15 minutes. But you know what? Let's just use it right now. Because my Pokeball is dead, so there's just no point using it on the go. Ah, here we go. There's a Sneasel right here. 1055, CP, we'll use a Nunberry. Great ball. Nice throw. Great. But we'll stay in. No, it did not. It hasn't run away yet. Take advantage of a Raspberry. Not doing that. Alright, there goes Lycanroc. It helped out this time. I have a feeling it's not going to stay in. Oh, no, it did. Okay, good job, Lycanroc. Winston. Okay, how's it worth this time? Garbage. We'll hold on to it because of its big CP, though. Because I think I do have the space for it. Yeah. Yeah, I have space for it. It's not the end of the world. I needed to catch one more, actually, is what I needed. It was just a bonus mission to get 5 berries for whatever it is. But, yeah, I mean, I could do that off the mic, but it is 9:06 right now, so we're getting low on time at this point, but yeah. But I think it really wants you to walk around. You can't just, like, sit in your chair or whatever. It's really weird, but yeah. And this is just how Pokemon Go works, guys. It suspects you to walk around across town, the spin stops or whatever. You can't just sit in your house doing nothing. This ain't how it was before, guys, when COVID was around. But I'll leave the thing up for now, though. And we'll see if something pops up. But until then, I'm going to put the commercial in. Alright, so here we go. I've already have it on assisted, obviously. So yeah, there you go. There we go. 2 and 3. There we go. And now we'll power music in. Simple as that. We'll put 80s song in. Yeah, there we go. We'll put Frankie Goes to Hollywood, relax. And of course, we'll put a 90s song in. We'll put in, let's put in something I haven't played before in a while. Backstreet Boys. I want it that way. I'll sing the tune of it, by the way. As you could probably tell, it's only been played 31 times overall on this station. That's just when it's, like, playing on auto or whatever. But you get the idea. An auto-generated playlist. Makes sense. But anyway, sorry about that. Coming up after the commercial break will be Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax, and Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. Which, by the way, is from Manelia. And then after that, I believe after that, like I said, the last two segments, usually the one after Pokemon Go, really can be a hit and a miss kind of thing. We don't really know. We might read news. We'll see what happens. Because I really would like to do a recap and whatever in the last segment. So I think for the one following this segment, we'll try to read something this time for Reuters News on my thing here. Because I think that 68K news site, I think it's completely broken. Although he, Action Retro, like I said, he tries to fix the site here or there. But he's a great YouTuber. You should check him out, by the way. Just search Action Retro on YouTube, by the way, and check out his videos. I like him a lot, by the way. And he basically just like Nostalgia Mall and Michael MJD, by the way. He does quite a bit of nostalgic videos, by the way, including myself. He's been doing quite a bit, too, by the way. I'm pretty sure you can check him out on YouTube, by the way. He does quite a bit of stuff, and I like his videos, by the way. They're pretty cool. But anyway, like I said, you should check them out. They're pretty fun. And don't forget, you should check out my Thanksgiving Day special where I played where I restored a Packer Bell on PCM. It was pretty cool. I even put the hashtag PackVember on it just to show off. It was my only PackVember video, but it was pretty cool. But anyway, enough all that. Coming up is Backstreet Boys, I Want That Way. And before that will be Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I think after that we'll read something from Reuters News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. And relax, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. There you go. Anyway, it is now time for some breaking news from around the world, thanks to Reuters. And we'll kick it off with this top news story. Well, it's not the first one, but close enough. The United States has screened a record 3.08 million airline passengers on Sunday, the agency has said. And the U.S. Transportation Security Administration has said it has screened 3.08 million airline passengers. First, let me move this cord out of the way. But yeah, the United States Transportation Security Administration has said it screened 3.08 million airline passengers on Sunday, the highest number ever on a single day. The record travel coincides with the peak day of the Thanksgiving travel season. Airlines for America had projected U.S. carriers would fly more than 31 million passengers over the holiday period, up from nearly 29 million passengers during the same period in 2023. This is only the second time the agency has screened more than 3 million passengers in a single day. The TSA had earlier said it had expected to screen a record 18.3 million people from November 26 to Monday, which was up 6% over 2023. American Airlines stock ALO had said on Saturday it operated 58,000 flights through Friday and have just canceled just over 95 total flights. The Federal Aviation Administration had said it handled more than 232,000 flights between November 24th and November 28th, which was a record number for the Thanksgiving week. The FAA said just about 0.3% of flights were canceled. Just refreshed, by the way, but it's okay. And delays were a record low, were a record low 1.2%. The FAA has also been dealing with a persistent shortage of air traffic controllers. United Airlines, the UALO, said last week that the issue was resulting in a significant disruption in its Newark, New Jersey hub, and the story was updated at 12:19 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Anyway, let's talk about the countries failing to reach an agreement in UN plastic talks. Let's see how long this is. It might be a little bit long. We might have time to talk about some of it. We'll see what happens. But we'll see. Basically, countries are negotiating a global treaty to curb plastic pollution that were failed to reach agreement on Monday, with more than 100 nations wanting to cap production, while a handful of oil producers were prepared only to target the plastic waste. The fifth UN Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee, INC5, meeting had intended to yield a legally binding... legally binding global treaty in Busan, South Korea, which was meant to be the final one. But however, countries will remain far apart on the basic scope of a treaty and could agree only to postpone key decisions and resume talks, dubbed INC 5.2, to a later date. It is clear that there is still persisting divergence, said Inger Andersen, executive director of the UN Environment Program. The most divisive issues include capping plastic production, managing plastic products of chemicals of concern, and financing to help developing countries implement this treaty. An option that was proposed by Panama, backed by more than 100 countries, will create a path for a global plastic production reduction target. While another proposal did not include such production caps. The fault lines were apparent in a revised document that was released on Sunday, which was yesterday, by the way, by the meeting's chair, Luis Valles Valdivieso, which may form the basis of a treaty, but remain riddled with options on the most sensitive issues. A treaty that only relies on voluntary measures would not be acceptable, said Juliet Cabrera, Director General of Rwanda's Environment Management Authority. But it is time that we take it very seriously and negotiate a treaty that is fit for purpose and not built to fail. A small number of petrochemical producing nations, such as Saudi Arabia, have strongly opposed efforts to reduce plastic production, and have tried to use procedural tactics to delay the negotiations. There was never any consensus, said Saudi Arabian delegate Abdullah Al-Ghawaz. There are a couple of articles that somehow seem to make it into the document despite continued insistence that they are not within the scope. China, the United States, India, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia were the five primary polymer producing nations in 2023, according to data provider Eunomia. And had such divisions been overcome, the treaty would have been one of the most significant deals that were relating to environmental protection since the 2015 Paris Agreement. I don't think we're going to have time to read all this. We can try, but yeah, I think we'll just stop it there. Should we just stop it there? Yeah, I think we'll just stop it there. Let's just close that off.
It's not
going to
end like this,
Mewtwo. It just did. Anyway, that's enough of all that. So sorry. Anyway, it just ended like that. Anyway, like I said, we're going to put our commercial in now. See here, we'll just put, it's all around Sister, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Okay, good. Put that one in. And we'll put this one in. And we'll put this in. It's about 2 minutes there, yeah. 2.5, 3. There we go. Alright, so let's put our music in. This time, let's put NSYNC in. I think this is the only NSYNC song I have. Yep, okay. Tearing Up My Heart and Soul. Yay. I'll put 80s song in this time. We'll put in, what do I have as far as 80s music is concerned? We can put in, Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, I guess. That makes sense. Almost about 4 minutes. That makes sense. So there you go. And coming up in the last segment, like I said, it's just going to be a recap and a weather report, I guess. I would read the rest of the story, but I think I just closed it off. I did, that's why it said it's not going to end like this, Mewtwo. That's, if you didn't hear that, but if you did, then that's supposed to be closing off the browser window. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up in the last segment, like I said, it is going to be a recap and a weather report, as always. That makes sense, so there you go. But anyway, enough of all that. I still got like a minute left. It makes cool sound effects. Even icon packs are pretty cool too. It has Mew as the my computer icon and Mewtwo as my network places. Not like it really matters, but it's pretty cool. I did have to do it manually, though, because I think the theme just went up, wasn't designed for this. It's NT-based, and I think I couldn't figure out how to work it right, because I think it was meant for, like, Microsoft Plus or whatever, so I couldn't figure out if it would work or not. It just wouldn't, so, there you go. But, yeah, anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is NSYNC, Tearing Up My Heart. And after that will be Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away with the last segment. Yep.
Time.
That was Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper and Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. There you go. Anyway, it is now time for the final segment, but oh well, his fun will last it, I guess you could say. But anyway, here is our latest report for Monday, the latest weather report for Monday. Foggy, 32 degrees, wind with no wind, actually, I should say. Relative humidity is 77%, barometric pressure is 30.30 inches. Monday, it'll be cloudy, high of 32 and a low of 28. Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 44 and a low of 41. Wednesday, it'll be clear with a high of 45 and a low of 42. On Thursday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 48 and a low of 44. And then on Friday, it'll be raining with a high of 53 and a low of 50. And there you go. That's your latest forecast. But anyway, enough all that. It is a quick forecast. Obviously, it was updated as of 9:36 a.m. But anyway, enough all that. We're moving on to our recap now. Of course, in the first segment, we also did read this weather report. I don't know, I think it was a little bit different. It wasn't that much different. A little slight different, but there you go. Also talking about my Two Wolves Taproom coupon. I was just promoting, why not? It came from like this, it actually came from the Dallas, Oregon magazine, I think. It's just some thing that promotes like businesses and stuff like that. It's just some advertising campaign thing or whatever. It just promotes various businesses, and this just came from it. It's got like two burgers, two fries, and two soft drinks for $20, which normally would cost you a lot of money. In fact, we'll pull up my calculator on here. It'll make a lot of sounds, by the way. A lot of sound there. Okay, I think a burger costs $12 at Two Wolves, so we'll times that 2, that's 24. And that already includes the fries, but we also have to add $6, so we're saving ourselves $10 for that coupon, so that's really nice. So yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. It's not gonna end like this, Mewtwo. It just did. Anyway, that was just me closing off the calculator, and again, that can get kind of annoying sometimes, can it, guys? I know I can just mute it, but whatever, who cares? Anyway, like I said, it's got great food, great drinks, and great live events, too, which is really nice. And speaking of live events, you can might as well look it up right here. I think I said something about a live event, but I can't remember what it was. I'll just look it up really quick. It's already pulled it up for me already. Yep. So here we go. Events. Okay, last one. Yeah, okay, nothing here. Alright, so we could just go to Facebook, I guess, but it probably would just do the same thing, I guess. Probably, yeah, but it usually does, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, moving on. Segment 2, of course, was Food Talk, where we read a gingerbread cookie recipe and a gingerbread coffee recipe, of course. And then Segment 3 was TMZ News, where we read 3 stories, which were luckily, not anything political related, so that was nice. Pretty good, happy stories, I guess you could say. I know one of them was about Tom Brady, I know that, which was really nice. But anyway, segment 4, of course, was the Our Pokemon theme segment, which was me playing Pokemon Go. Of course, last time I checked, I think the old mill was still red. Well, I think they might have been killing it again, though, so it might be a different color at this point. Probably blue or yellow. Probably yellow, I don't know. If it is a different color at this point, oh well, I'll just retaliate and just kill it again. Why not? Who cares? Or if it's still red at that point, I could put one in and I could beat it later. So there you go. Simple as that. Segment 5, which was the segment before the recap. Let me close my door. I think I can close it, can I? Here we go. Okay, yeah. Anyway, segment 5. I just didn't want my voice overlapping with that. So there we go. Anyway, segment 5, of course, was me reading various top news stories from a website known as Reuters News, which, of course, has been a conservatorial website for some time, but you get the idea. But anyway, I try to read as much as non-conservatorial as possible, including less political stuff. And now here we are in the last segment with nothing more to say here. But anyway, enough of all that. Like I said, it is going to be pretty foggy still. I think it is clearing up soon. I think it's going to clear up by 11 a.m., guys. I think that's when the dense fog advisory ends, guys. So at that point, it should be okay. So there you go. So anyway, at that point, at 11 a.m., there should be no more fog. But yeah, so there you go. Anyway, that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. So I'll just go ahead and close out this. It's not gonna end like this, Mewtwo. I'm afraid to say it as you just did. There you go. That is it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Don't listen to what Ash Ketchum has to say. He doesn't need to say anything about that. But anyway, there you go. Anyway, and all this stuff I did over the weekend, by the way. This is all over the weekend. Yeah. Anyway, I'm putting a PSA in there. This one in. There we go. It's all around assisted, so we'll play it automatically. It's a 3-minute break. There we go. Let's play a 70s song as a result. Let's play stuff I haven't played yet. Well, I don't know if I played it before. Well, it's been played quite a bit. 64 plays. We'll play it. And after that, we'll play, we'll finish it off with Backstreet Boys Larger Than Life. And at that point, we'll just switch it to auto. Simple as that. But I still got like 2 minutes to talk with you guys. That seems fair enough. Also, what I've been doing lately has... Well, I haven't been doing it quite yet. I probably should. I've done 4 episodes of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates Infinity. But yeah, there you go. I checked my YouTube Studio Dash Worlds off mic. And I think my Thanksgiving Day video... I think it only got like 7 views, I think. Or was that my my other video? Let me check. And my podcast from November 29th, it got copyrighted because I played the song from the football game, by the way. But yeah, my Thanksgiving Day video, it only got 7 views. So there you go. Yeah, pretty interesting, but it's a little bit more popular than our than November 29th's episode. So, pretty quite interesting. And yes, our podcast is available on YouTube, by the way, through YouTube Music. It was quite a conservatorial decision that we had to make, but I think we were able to pull it off. If you want to listen to it, in order to find it, do not search for Tricky Fox Radio. Well, I mean, you can find it by searching for Tricky Fox Radio, but the channel name will actually show up as Lone Lycanroc, and I'm kind of insisting on just creating a new channel, but the problem with YouTube is they're kind of weird about that. You see, you have to, like, if you want to put an RSS feed on YouTube, you have to, like, have a channel history, and that's, it kind of forced my hand to put on my own, on my main channel, so it kind of, yeah, it's kind of it's so dirty. I just don't like it. I think of removing all of them, so it's kind of dirty liking. It's just how it is, guys. But anyway, like I said, it kind of forced my hand. It's what made me... This is the reason why I don't like Google products anymore and made me switch to Apple. But anyway, enough of all that. Thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'm not going to write any more here. I'll see you on Tuesday, everyone. Goodbye, everyone.